Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Wheat producers through the Oklahoma Wheat Commission actively support the wheat breeding efforts of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University and wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver. Dr. Carver has a vision of helping wheat producers succeed not just as grain producers, but also as food crop producers.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the prize food of human civilization. It's what got us started. And that's the way we need to approach it from a plant breeding standpoint. Let's not just think about yield, test weight, and protein. We'll do that. But let's be a little bit more sophisticated and give this food crop the attention it deserves and bring out the best qualities of it. I mean, there's a lot of good qualities in the wheat germ. You get bioactive compounds that help us in our health and nutrition. There's things in the bran. Those are kind of that's the frontier where I think we are approaching, if not in, to address conventional wheat breeding.
Learn more about how the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer at okwheat.org.
Today's cattle futures market was quite resilient and bounced back to close higher on the day in the feeder cattle. September's were up 10 at 140.12. They went as low as 138.70, which was down about $1.30 near the open, but came back to close higher on the day. So that was a bit of a victory overall, turning green. And we also held some short-term support. There was a group of people looking at that chart in the feeder cattle, seeing a triple bottom. It was somewhere around 139.30 or so in the September feeders. Initially this morning, of course, we went down to 138.70 and hit some sell stops. But the fact that it bounced back now will become support even more so, I think. So we'll see what happens. October was up 12. November's up about 50 cents here. January's rather up 37 at 139. And then the live cattle market was anywhere from $1.20 higher in August. Of course, August went off the day. Now, October will become the next front month. They were 22 higher at 105.12. The boxed beef at midday was down $2.05 on choice at 227.35. Select down a nickel here at 205.81, or 214.81 rather. Feeder cattle index is 141.56, which is just barely above where the September feeder futures currently are trading.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
We're for anyone who takes pride in doing things the right way. For more than 30 years, our checkoff-funded Beef Quality Assurance Training and Certification Program has been guiding ranchers, veterinarians, and transportation professionals dedicated to moving the cattle industry forward. Raising consumer confidence in the safety and quality of their food leads to improved profitability. Get BQA certified at BQA.org.
BQA, the right thing to do. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council.
Well, today's grain futures were a little lower for the corn futures, down about a penny in December at 358 and a quarter. That was 6 cents off of the high earlier in the session. Soybeans were up about 2 cents, with November up two at 952 and a half. Chicago wheat up 2 to 4. Kansas City wheat up about 2.5 cents in December. The September contracts had their first notice delivery today, and there were several deliveries against the September Kansas City wheat and then the soybean meal. But now that we're in the delivery period, people will really focus on the December more so than they already have been. One of the reasons why the grains were higher overnight was the Midwest generally missed the rains out of the hurricane. At first, it thought it might soak the Midwest, but it went east. And so that's not going to be beneficial. And then a large part of the western corn and soybean belt has missed the rains and become the driest they've been in years. So we'll continue to watch that following the storm and now the yield reduction because of the rain. Generally, the idea this time of year is that rain doesn't make a whole lot of difference this late in the ballgame, but it is, of course, a factor. The cotton today was up 8 at 65.16, and then currently the equity markets, the Dow Jones down 211, S&P's down 5 points.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.